Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. For the latest horoscope news and special offers, like our Facebook page at Russell Grant Site.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, March the 3rd, and the whole week ahead. Bit of a down in the mouth kind of day, an Eeyore day if you are friends of Tigger and all of those fairy tale characters. And that's what you've got to be careful of now. I don't know what it is. It could be all kinds of reasons why you don't feel yourself. Maybe you're best off just to go for a lovely brisk walk or take yourself to the shops. But what you shouldn't do is be a hermit or a recluse. Here's your Sunday stars. Brighter stars, more energy to the stars around you today, but most especially fabulously imaginative. And these stars are saying to you now, use your imagination. These are perfect for nostalgia, sentimentality, going back over a situation or with people you've known a long time. Sympathy, compassion, but a very beautiful day in so many ways for you. Here's your Monday stars. Be a little bit careful today that you don't overlook your feelings. If you get a gut feeling about a situation or a person, then use it. If you think that something's wrong, then you may well be right. But if you think that something's right, then you won't be wrong. What you need to understand is by tuning into that telepathic ability of yours to a situation, you will be putting yourself in the right boat. Here's your Tuesday stars. Mercury and Venus, they begin a new transit, and for you as a Scorpio, it's going to be in that part of your chart to do with medical matters and also work and employment. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's the sixth house. It may on the surface appear to be a very boring part of your chart, but it's not. Because with Mercury and Venus there, it enhances your employment prospects, but also is really good for you to getting a new look to your whole health image. Here's your Wednesday stars. You're very empowered today, so you put yourself into a position of being in control and in charge. You're like that, but why? Why you're like it is because you are in control and in charge, but also it's the way you go about things. By being happy-go-lucky, by being optimistic, and by being positive. If you use that kind of approach to anyone or anything, then who can refuse you a thing? Here's your Thursday stars. Concentrate on money, whatever way you need to, because this is a perfect day for business, employment, and job prospects. If you're looking for a new job, then go out and about over the next couple of days. If you're looking to do something with your own talents and gifts, then find openings. Get on the net. Look at even adverts in shops or magazines or papers. There's all kinds of opportunities out there. Go find them. And here's your Friday stars. Jupiter, currently in your sign, is about to move backwards. Don't be afraid or frightened. It's good. Gives you a chance to go back over a situation that you didn't see was there before. Something's in the offing now, and it's already been round once, but you neglected it, ignored it, or didn't see it. And with Jupiter in this position, your chance to get a second bite of the cherry over the next few weeks is well and truly scrumptious.